We are going to talk about a group called Hello Neighbor and a project called Be My Neighbor. And the project is interesting because there are two 11th graders at North Allegheny High School that are running the project. I'd like each of you to please introduce yourself. This would be the time, if you've got a shout out to anybody you want to thank or say hello to, feel free, and I'll let you get us started.
Hello, my name is Muriel Liu, and as he was saying, we're both from North Allegheny, and we're both in 11th grade. Yeah, it's really cool working together on this. We've been doing this since like summer, and yeah.
Hello, and I'm Natasha Karki, and like Muriel was saying, we've been working with Hello Neighbor since about July. We're really lucky to have had like such a great partnership with them thus far, and we're excited to share what we've been kind of working on and what's coming up for like future events.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, it's so nice to have both of you here. I'm first curious, what inspired you to do this kind of work together?
So essentially, first, me and Muriel, we are both children of immigrants, and that was kind of where like the whole platform of Be My Neighbor emerged and where we got the idea from. This Be My Neighbor initiative is actually in partnership with a DECA project, which is the Community Giving Project, and essentially it's about running donation drives and working with an organization that is considered our partner to raise funds and monetary, like, donation type things like that.
And the group you said is DECA?
Yes.
Tell me who they are.
So
DECA is like a business club that's like for high schoolers like interested in like business, entrepreneurship, like anything in that field. We did it last year. We did an entrepreneurship event, but this year we decided to do like a written project, which is like you do stuff in advance to prepare for and then you present it to compete it. So yeah, that's what Be My Neighbor is for, a DECA community giving project.
Yes. And then
that's a new organization to me, and that goes beyond just your high school, but other organizations,
yes,
or other schools. That's great.
So our home chapter is North Allegheny. It's the second largest chapter in Pennsylvania DECA. And there are two like chances of competition. There's the state tournament, which is at Hershey. And then there's this year, the ICDC, which is internationally run. And that is in Atlanta, Georgia this year.
Now, are you two the primary members of Be My Neighbor, or are there other students involved?
It's just us two. The written events for DECA, it's like one to three people. So we're like us two. We had like the same idea, so we just decided to start this Be My Neighbor.
And what you do is encourage your community to get involved. So you're the leaders of this activity. Now, I know one of the events you did was called the Be My Neighbor Community Potluck last month. What was that about?
So essentially, this was our way of not only just raising funds, but also having that community aspect where we're able to kind of interact and share our message. We had a representative from Hello Neighbor come, and he was able to share pamphlets and like the message of what Hello Neighbor is all about. And then this community potluck was like families and students could bring dishes and share. There were activities like face painting. We had a small group, a string quartet playing music, and there were just all these like different activities kind of coming together. And we hosted it at our intermediate high school's cafeteria, and it was just a really nice night of just like community, families coming together and being able to share what the message of Hello Neighbor is and our way of like kind of facilitating that.
Did that night include a chance to meet either people who recently came to Pittsburgh from other countries or folks that did so a few years ago?
Our goal for this event was mainly just to, like, spread, like, Be My Neighbor and, like, our mission and also, like, spread Hello Neighbor out there. And then it was mainly like our district oriented, because getting people from outside the district to come would be a little bit hard with like school regulations and all, like we have to like sign forms and all that. So we decided to make this more district based, so for district families and students of North Allegheny.
Understandable, but yes. So your goal though was to provide information through Hello Neighbor to increase sensitivity across yes. some of the issues that are taking place. Now, you also did a Fall for Kindness donation drive earlier in November. What was that all about?
So essentially, the Fall for Kindness donation drive was to kind of collect these goods that were very fall related. We had people make cards, people donated food items like candles. There was this one woman who had reached out to us, and she was kind enough to donate a bunch of not only fall decor, but also Christmas decor. So all of these things that we collected about, I think, almost 300 items altogether, and they were all individually like packaged based on what the like category, what the category of it was. And these will be dropped off in the like coming days to Hello Neighbor. They have like their warehouse in
downtown.
Yes.
So this is terrific. Rather than raising money, you look to raise things that you knew people actually needed. And I would imagine that Hello Neighbor helped you understand some of the things that are in demand. Can you share what some of those items are?
So currently they are taking in donations of supplies for new mothers, like for example diapers. There was another donation drive actually at our school that was collecting women's products for Hello Neighbor as well. They're also looking for bus passes and school supplies such as notebooks, and even if someone has like Chromebooks, that they're looking for that as well for students. They're also looking for gift cards to stores such as Giant Eagle. So these will all be spread to their clients. And the Fall for Kindness donation drive, ours were kind of more geared to care packages and kind of finding a way to transition into such a new country and kind of find these ways to make things more at home and more homey. So these care packages are hopefully going to spread that kind of holiday cheer and kind of just uplift the mood, since these are such like unsure times when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, it's true. Also, even if you are not new to the United States, many of the students that have been here for a while might have needs, whether it be certain articles of clothing or other items. It's not uncommon to have, it's almost like a store, right? Except you don't pay for anything, where you can go in and take what you need or leave things that you no longer need. So how did you two, I mean, what you're doing is remarkable. Have you been friends for a long time? Did you meet each other when you were little kids? Or?
Yes. So a little backstory. I came in fourth grade, and then me and Tasha were actually like not friends, but
not
like
friends.
Enemies kind yeah. of.
Oh, no. Yes. So where did you, if you mind my asking, where did you come from?
Oh, I came from downtown Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
I just moved from downtown to like the Swickley area,
okay.
where like we live now.
You immigrated to the North Allegheny. And what about you?
I used to live in Newcastle, but I've been at that elementary school since I started elementary school. And then when Muriel came on the first day of school, I remember I sat next to her. But we did not get along at the at the beginning. But then once middle school started, we were both in orchestra together, and we actually have worked together on other projects like before even Be My Neighbor started. We have a club at our school that we run, which is about musicians and kind of facilitating that. So we've been already very close, like partners in working with like those. So we kind of just realized that we have like similar work ethic and we can kind of work together well.
What do you think is not... have you had a chance to meet many of the people that you're seeking to serve through your projects, to meet people who have come to our area from other countries?
Yes, at least not even just through Hello Neighbor, but in my own community, we have... my parents are immigrants from Nepal, and there's a large Nepali community where I live. And in a lot of those gatherings, when there are new like people who come, we are able to kind of like have and meet them and kind of have them join our community. So there's a way of kind of like facilitating that community connection through these new people. I really hope that like a lot of other immigrants from other countries are able to kind of find that community and kind of find that resemblance of home in wherever they're settling down in the United States. And then we even went to the open house for Hello Neighbor that was earlier this year in about, I think, August time. And we were able to meet a lot of other volunteers, the staff, and then even some of their clients as well.
And that's true for you too, Muriel. You've been able to meet people.
Yes, I actually came here when I was 3. I was born in Shanghai, China, but then I came here and then like I saw like firsthand like some of the problems like my family specifically faced, but then like we settled pretty quickly and now we live in a neighborhood where like we don't go there's a Chinese church, but like we don't really go to it because we're not that interested. But my parents, I've seen that they definitely found like their group of friends and that they like communicate all the time with, like just in our neighborhood and then like neighboring neighborhoods.
That's what I'd like to talk to you for a minute is, what misperceptions do you think people, if any, do you think people might have about people that have come from other countries to live in the Pittsburgh area? I know it's hard to generalize, but there probably are some common things people think that simply are not true. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I know firsthand, from my parents' stories, that when people come to the country, like, oftentimes it's just so they can have that chance, you know? And sometimes people take that in like a negative way. There's a lot of assumptions and kind of stigma almost behind immigration nowadays, where there's the whole status of becoming like an actual US citizen. My parents, my dad especially, he followed through the whole process. He got his citizenship, and then my mom came to this country as well. But truly, I believe that there's like a stigma behind the immigrants not wanting to become like American. And in that situation, I believe that like truly, I think at least from the people I'm surrounded with, we believed us to be American, but we also appreciate and still remember those ties that we hold, the like culture that is around us. And I think that's the main thing. Although we may continue to keep that culture, that doesn't make us any less of Americans as anyone else. If we follow like the whole process, and when we first get here, if we are open, like we're met with open arms, then that's how we can truly like make people want to become American. If we're shunning them, or if there's like negative reactions to it, then oftentimes people feel less of the need to want to become actual citizens in the country.
Anything you would add, Muriel?
Oh, okay. Growing up, like my dad was in college finishing up his like PhD or something. My mom, she had to quit her job to move here and also like support me and then also my little brother. But it just took my dad a while to like get a solid job, even though he had like degree and everything. He had to kind of like start over and build it back up again, because like the degree you get in like China and America is like different, even though you think it'd be similar for like the same profession. But yeah, my mom is also, she hasn't had a job for a while, but like we're like financially fine. But like this year she, my dad became a citizen and so did I, but my mom chose to just not be a citizen for her like personal reasons. And then she got a job like this year. So yeah, so she just wants to do that in her free time. And yeah.
What you're doing to raise awareness, I think is great. How do you think your peers feel about this issue? I think some may assume that anybody under the age of 20 has a set of progressive ideals and is all in when it comes to accepting people who are different and people who have come from other countries. I suspect it's not as monolithic as I just stated, that there's probably a whole range of opinions. Is that true?
Personally, I have actually been like approached by many of our friends and even people I don't know that well, talking about how they've seen our work and how they like are very supportive of it and how they can help. They've even reached out with that. And I personally have gotten like overwhelming positive like response to this. I obviously do know that there's others. There's North Allegheny is such a diverse school. I think in our the circle like that we surround ourselves with, it's very diverse. And I think that there's truly like a lot of appreciation for the awareness of the situation. Muriel?
Yeah, and then both our families definitely support Be My Neighbor, and they're very curious about it. They always help us advertise our events to like their friends and anyone they know that'd be interested.
So you've both had very positive experiences.
We're definitely very lucky to have that kind of response. I do know that there's obviously other places that probably would not have had the same response, but North Allegheny is very, very like welcoming of all these things, and they've helped facilitate a lot of these activities as well. Teachers and then obviously our principals and people at the main office. We visit the main office all the time at school, and they help us with our fundraising events and everything like that.
That's terrific. We just have another few moments left. Muriel and Natasha are both 11th graders at North Allegheny High School, and you've heard them talking about the work they're doing, which is called Be My Neighbor. It's a project they started to help people from other countries resettling in southwestern Pennsylvania to thrive. They work with Hello Neighbor, who you can learn more about at helloneighbor.io. Have either of the two of you started the Focus on Life After High School yet, or think about it?
Currently, both of us trying to survive junior year. It's taking a toll on us.
Yes.
But we're excited for, like, all the, like, clubs, activities, competitions we have coming up. And, like, Be My Neighbor and DECA is part of it, too.
We have a bunch of other things coming up. And this project is under the project management category of DECA. And personally, I think this project has actually helped me, like, spark that interest. I personally think that project management is something that I would be interested in going into in following college. And then this Be My Neighbor initiative, we're actually opening chapter applications. So we are trying to like facilitate this continuing on even after this DECA project is over, because we want to see that long-term impact of the project. If we could have people starting chapters at other high schools, this could really show the impact of this even beyond high school.
That's great. And have you, Natasha talked about project management. Have you thought of what you might want to do once you're out of high school? And
So I think I want to go into med, which like Be My Neighbor isn't that related to it, but Be My Neighbor is something that I'm like interested in, and like I don't find the work like exhausting or whatever, so I honestly do it for fun. So yeah, even though it's like not related to the career I want to go into, like I love DECA doing this. So yeah.
Yeah, it certainly needn't be related. What you're doing now is related to everything, actually, one way or another. It's related to people. Thanks to both of you for being here. Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't talk about?
No, I think it's been good. December is a busy month for like all our events. We're kind of wrapping it up because our like paper, written paper is due at the like end of this year.
For our school, we're trying to get it done by January 1st and then submitted so we can kind of edit it. And then our state competition is in February. So with that, we'll have the whole presentation aspect and we can kind of share our progress.
You two have a lot on your plate. I'm glad you were able to join us today. Thanks. That's Muriel and Natasha in the Be My Neighbor Project. They're students, juniors at North Allegheny.